Blog Talk Radio. Welcome back. You're listening to In the Studio with Linus here on the Essence of Success Network. The chat room is open. There's a couple ladies in there now, so go in there and, you know, introduce yourself and enjoy the show. The phone number to the show is area code 646-727-2914. That's 646-727-2914. Again, welcome everyone around the world that's listening, as well as the folks in the chat room and the people that are on the phone. And welcome Life Choice and welcome Miss Pretty to the show. Okay, well, let's see what's going on in sports, and then we're going to come back to in the news. Well, excuse me, I had to drink some water. For all you hockey fans, it's in the second, I think, what do you guys go by, quarters? Yeah. And, oh, nobody's is still San Jose and Pittsburgh, 0-0. Nobody's won yet. That's right, it's the hockey's NHL championship. It's the San Jose Sharks and the Pittsburgh Penguins. Okay, in fact, the game is on TV right now. Yeah, it's on NBCSN, so I don't know, what is that, satellite? But anyway, it's on now. Okay, now in Major League Baseball, we got, and it's the bottom of the eighth, Detroit 2, Los Angeles Angels, zip, and it's two outs. Okay, next bottom of the fifth, we got Boston 7, woo, Baltimore 8, by 1 point, y'all, with one out. And then it's the middle of the fourth. We got Dodgers 1, Chicago 2-1 again by 1 point. And then the final, CHW, I don't know who that is, and New York Mets. CHW is 2 and New York Mets 1, so they beat them for the final. And Milwaukee beat STL, I think that's Steelers, 3-1. And the final is Oakland 5 over Minnesota 1. Boy, they must have did a grand slam, huh? Woo-woo. Okay, and let's see, what else can I report about? Oh, the NBA. Y'all, tomorrow night, that's it, before I go. NBA Cleveland and Golden State. This is for the championship, so it starts Thursday, and then the next game, I think, is Saturday. I think the next game is Saturday or Sunday. I don't think they have a couple of days off, so it's probably Saturday. But anyway, you got to check that out and see what's going on. And Seattle, the Mariners, who are we playing? I don't know. I see it's coming up, but I can't tell. Or did we play them already? No. Oh, and at 7:30, there's a game, PRT and SAN. See, I don't know a lot of these abbreviations. I know more about NHL and of course, a little bit more about NBA. But that's all I can tell you there. So, oh, and if y'all watch the game, my BFF, Vernice, and I were watching the game on Monday, was it? Oh, my God. That little young man, Curry, he is fierce, as Patti LaBelle would say. I am fierce, baby. That young man is fierce. He's all right. So, of course, you know, I was against him because I was pulling for Oklahoma. Now that Oklahoma lost, I'm still going to pull for Golden State. Why? Because they're a West Coast team, and I live on the West Coast. So, you know, I got the support, okay? You got the support. So, I wonder what the predictions are for the NBA Finals now. Let's see. I think I might be able to get a clip up here for y'all. I think. Well, I'll keep talking. So, anyway, till, you know, it's got the whatchamacallit has to play. Oh, God. The commercial. So, anyway, don't forget to tune in. Here we go. Let me give y'all this first. Oh, no. Never mind. Well, you know I'm having fun, ain't I?
Tough shots the whole overtime, and we were able to get stops we feel like over the course of a game, we can keep fighting and good things will happen.
Next man up mentality. What are you going to do tonight? How are you going to make a difference?
It had everything to do with Dele. You know, he just made stuff work.
Shots I normally make, I knew as soon as I left my hand over, they were off.
Dame steps back, nails the three-pointer, and the NBA Finals are tied at one game apiece.
We said it from the beginning that in order for us to win, we have to defend.
This ferocious defense of Cleveland has them looking a bit deflated.
My guys do a great job of coming out and defending.
There's just a tentativeness about the Golden State Warriors that I haven't seen all season.
They cannot beat you if they do not score.
Well, I know one thing I'm going to count on Dele as always is how hard he's going to play.
Curry lost the ball. Dele was overtime.
That helps you win the game. Those little plays, diving on the floor, getting those 50-50 balls.
We did what we were supposed to tonight, and that was protect home.
Steve Kerr changing things up. They're going small. Iguodala, that's a three-pointer.
We just felt like after three games, being down 2-1, we needed a change.
We thought we would put some pressure on them and not let them be so comfortable.
We wanted to wear them down. They're playing seven guys. And LeBron's having to shoulder a lot of the load.
I ran through those 12 minutes in the third, and I gassed out.
Golden State bounces back, and these NBA Finals are tied up at two games apiece.
Are there moments when you can just kind of marvel at LeBron James and what he's doing?
Yeah, but it's not that much fun.
This guy is unbelievable. Double fake. That shot is good.
They're not going to shut him down. If he get 40, he get 40. That's, like I said, that's why he's LeBron James.
We needed our best defensive quarter tonight in the fourth quarter, and we didn't get it. Steph got it going. He hit some huge shots, which kept us at bay.
Curry looking for that opening. Steps back. Crossover. Fires away. Wow! Another three from Curry!
Obviously, you don't want the Warriors celebrating on your home floor. What will be your message before game six?
We don't want them celebrating at all.
LeBron, with all the things you're dealing with, was there ever a point in this finals that you doubted whether you'd be able to pull this off?
Yeah, when the numbers went zero and we lost tonight. That's when I doubted. That's when it was over.
Just an unbelievable performance from LeBron James. And the dream season is now complete. The Golden State Warriors are the 2015 NBA champions.
Sorry, I've been a little busy.
Coach Kerr came in, and every decision he made, I think everybody bought into it. I think we are definitely a great team, and a team that should go down to history as one of the best teams from top to bottom.
I've been to the podium so many times, dreaming about what it would be like to pour champagne on yourself. And when that moment comes, that's when it all kind of sinks in. It's real.
All right, and we're back. Okay, you guys, let me know who do you think is gonna win the NBA championship. Who do you think is gonna come through? But I'm picking Golden State. Golden State won it last year, and I think they're going to come back this year and do it once again. So it's going to be interesting. Okay, now, y'all ready for News of the Weird? You know, we got to have some fun here. Okay, so let me start with... took the cat home. Okay, New World Order. German soldiers participating in a four-week NATO exercise in Norway earlier this year apparently had to abort their efforts days earlier than other countries because Germany's defense minister, Ursula von der Leyen, had imposed strict rules on overtime pay. Soldiers are to work no more than 41 hours a week, she said, according to revelations by London's Daily Telegraph. Number two, Britain's venerable Oxford University issued a formal suggestion to law lecturers recently that they give trigger warnings and allow classroom absences if the class subject matter might be unpleasant to some students. Complain one frustrated lecturer, we can't remove sexual offenses from the criminal law syllabus, obviously. Oops, this correction appeared in the New York Times print edition on May 10th, a couple of weeks ago, well, 3 weeks ago. Because of an editing error, an article on Monday, May 9th, about a theological battle being fought by Muslims, imams, and scholars in the West against the Islamic State misstated the Snapchat handle used by Sahib Webb, one of the Muslim leaders speaking out. It is It is Imansu Halib Webb, not pimping for Paradise 786. Did y'all hear me? They're supposed to be Imam Suhab Webb, not pimping for Paradise 786. This story came out on May 10th. Oh, God. Amateurs, government agencies trying legally or not to hide details from public inquiries under freedom of information demands usually resort to indelibly blackening out what they do not want revealed. But the Public Health Agency of Canada recently tried a unique method, according to API. They had requested files on the 2014 Ebola outbreak and revealed reporter Raphael Satter. The documents finally arrived from the PHA with parts carefully redacted using scotch tape and paper. Scatter reported that he got everything the AP had asked for, merely peeling the tape back. Did y'all hear me? Just peel the tape back. It was really redacted, okay? No offense, but Canada, when you redact something, it's blacked out. Nobody can read whatever it is under it. But, you know, hey, I give you A for effort. King Cove, Alaska, population is 923, lies between two massive volcano mountains on one of the Aleutian Islands, unconnected to other civilization and 625 miles from any medical facility in Anchorage. Accessible only by a weather-challenging puddle jumper airplane to Cold Bay for a connecting flight. Well, about two-thirds of the residents have flying anxieties, so severe that King Cove has a makeshift vending machine dispensing Valium. U.S. Senator Lisa Murkowski has campaigned to build a road to Cold Bay to eliminate the nerve-wracking flights, but it would disturb a federally protected wilderness, and the United States Interior Department has so far declined her application. channeled the late Sam Kinison, who implored starving Ethiopians to just move since food doesn't grow in the desert. Oh, my Lord. You were sick. And, you know, he died a young man, too. Okay. Michael Belvins, 37, reported to Florida Hospital in Orange City near Dayton Beach, Florida, in May after finally realizing 3 days after the fact that he had shot himself while cleaning his handgun. Say what? He said he was on pain medication and besides was wearing a black shirt that obscured blood stains. He said he had felt a sharp pain, but that mainly it had aggravated his back injury, causing him to fall and hit his head against a coffee table, and thus was not aware of the origin of the loud noise the .22 caliber handgun made. Oh, my God. Deputies investigated briefly but closed the case. Charles Richardson, 35, was arrested at the Beachcomber Hotel in St. Pete, beach in May after he had accidentally locked himself out of his room but broken back in by shooting the lock with his handgun. Oh, my God, you stupid. Annual Chinese tomb sweeping. Celebrations have made news of the weird several times, most recently in 2008 when the government reinstated it as an official holiday. Traditionally, people brought jewelry and other valuables to ancestors' gravesite for burial with the body, thus theoretically enriching the relatives' afterlife. Well, in recent years, during economic turbulence, some brought only paper images of valuables or just signed checks, you know, generous checks. Now, a retail market has developed an ultra-cheap knockoff upscale item such as fake Gucci shoes, computers, big-screen TVs, even one full-size air conditioner because perhaps it may be hot where the deceased is headed. A Hong Kong representative for Gucci has issued warnings against the trademark abuse, even though the flimsy fakes are hardly convincing. The 547-acre FBI Academy on the grounds of the Quantico, Virginia Marine Base houses a firing range on which about a million bullets a month are shot by agents in training. But it also happens to be a de facto wildlife refuge for the simple fact that the academy is off limits to Virginia hunters. Thus, according to a December ABC News dispatch, deer learn that, despite the gunfire sometimes at astonishing close range as they wander by the targets, none of them ever gets hit. The academy has also become a sanctuary for foxes, wild turkeys, and other critters. Well, isn't that just sweet? I tell you. The Keystone Fellowship Church in North Wales, Pennsylvania, has a tradition of congregational reserving pew seats by leaving Bibles in place. But worshiper Robert Braxton, 27, was having none of that on April 24th and took a saved seat anyway. Witnesses told WCAU-TV in Philadelphia that when one church member gently tapped Braxton on the shoulder to inform him of the tradition, Braxton snapped at him and became disruptive. So the congregational member, Mark Storms, 46, flashed a gun and confronted Braxton, who punched Storms, adding, "That's not a real gun, and what are you going to do, shoot me?" Storms, contending that he felt threatened, fired two shots, killing Braxton, and was charged with voluntary manslaughter. Wherever he's at now, I bet he ain't acting a fool, huh? Gonna act a fool in God's house, yeah. You don't have to worry about watch yourself now. You're probably trying to put them coals out. Triple Crown winner American Pharoah earned an estimated $8.6 million racing, but now retired could earn as much as $35 million. Just by having sex, like, damn. Stallions reportedly can breed into their 20s, and the horse, now barely age 4, have 175 conquests by the end of this summer. Will have 175 conquests by the end of the summer, according to a May report by CNBC. One industry worker said Farrell has put on weight, spends his spare time peaceably eating grass, and looks more like a relaxed horse. A spokesman for the Kentucky farm now housing Farrell said he has proven to be a very professional in the breeding shed. Well, God bless you, Farrell. You must be swinging, brother man. Mrs. Pixie Fox reported in May that she was recovering nicely from a cosmetic rib removal surgery. performed by one of the few doctors in the world who offer it, Dr. Barry Epley of Carmel, Indiana. Though she has more than a dozen beautifying procedures, she had trouble finding a surgeon who would agree to take out 6 free-floating ribs, ones not attached to the sternum. Born in Sweden, she gave up a career as a trained electrician to come to the United States to pursue her goal of looking like a cartoon character, which she has surely achieved with her new 16-inch waist. Bitch your ass crazy. That's what's wrong with you. Oops, excuse me. Anyway, y'all know I'm crazy. I want to thank you for joining me today on in the studio with Linus on the Essence of Success Network. I had a ball. I hope you did too. Now listen, be sure and return on Friday. I want to thank everybody around the world, in the chat room, on the phone. So, you know, you want to return Friday for Friday Traffic Jam. It's going to be a hoot. You'll be jamming and tapping and probably think you're in exercise class. Can we say Zumba to Friday Traffic Jam? That's what I'm talking about. All right, y'all, if nobody told you they love you today, I do. Thank you, Miss Pretty, for being in the chat room. Also, Choice, thank you for being in there. All right, have a good one. Hope the rest of the week turns out just as good as today.